This is HPR episode 2459 entitled, Free Software's Long Tail. It is hosted by first-time host Joey Hess, and is about 7 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, response to HPR 2443: PD menu by PD menu's author.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi, I'm Joey Hess, and this is a response to HPR 2443 by Dave Morris, where he talks about PD menu. I wrote PD menu back in 1996, and then I think I rewrote it in C in 97, and I just was looking for a podcast just now and came across it on my feed, and that was a nice surprise. Don't often hear from a lot of PD menu users, but over the past couple of decades, every now and then somebody will say, hey, I use PD menu, and I'll be like, wow, I wrote that thing all that time ago. It was kind of my first C program, and here's somebody all these years later still finding a use for it. Isn't that great? It's kind of the long tail applied to free software. It seems to me to be one of the best benefits of free software, that you can be, you know, in your own little world doing your thing, and then it'll touch somebody all these years later in some way and help them out. So I wanted to say thanks for the podcast and just ramble for a minute or two about what it was like back then when I wrote it. I think I was using Linux, of course, back then in 96, and I had a couple of WISE dumb terminals that connected over a serial port, and so I would, you know, run things on there just to have an extra screen or two. And I think I wrote PD menu to have an easy way to let me and a few of my family members log into those WISE terminals and not have to type a lot of stuff at the command line and just pick something off the menu, which kind of might explain. Dave was like, wow, there's some old programs on here. There's Pine, and it has Telnet and Finger and all these, you know, it has a Usenet reader. Just as in the sample menu as programs to run. And it is kind of a snapshot of what I was using back then, which I think is kind of neat. Of course, I could update it to have something more modern, but, you know, what's the point? This is a old piece of software, and it's not trying to hide that. But it's still a useful piece of software, I guess. Let's see, I should mention that I've still gotten patches for PD menu. And I haven't actually done any development myself on PD menu for many years, but every now and then somebody will send in a patch and I'll apply it if it looks decent. And that's good. You know, it keeps it alive. Yeah, I haven't updated it since 2014 or whatever, but if somebody sends in a patch, I might just do that. You know, nowadays I don't write C code, at least not if I can avoid it. If I were going to actually work on something like PD menu now, I'd probably... Well, first I'd fix the atrocious config file format, because it's like this weird comma delimited thing, or colon delimited, or I forget what, but it's a mess. It's ugly. It was, I think, the first config file I probably wrote, so I didn't know what I was doing. And I'd probably rewrite it in Haskell and write it in like a tenth of the amount of code and make it much more extensible and blah de blah. But the fact of the matter is, you don't go back and rewrite your old project from two decades ago just because you feel like it. It's more fun to work on something new, so I probably never will. And I probably will hopefully never look at some of that C code, which I'm sure is pretty atrocious, but apparently hasn't had any major security holes or anything. One other thing I wanted to mention is that PD menu has kind of had an odd influence on the Debian project over the years. I was a Debian developer for many years, and I uploaded PD menu into Debian, which probably helps people like Dave come across it because it's still part of the distribution and they can easily install it. First of all, if you write software that's free software, get it into the major distributions. They are the free software community's app stores, as it were. They're the way that people will discover your software. If it's available in a distribution, it's much easier to get it installed, and you're kind of leapfrogging up the adoption ladder by doing that. Even if it's something minor like PDMenu, that not many people are going to use, by getting it into a distribution, you've made it much more useful in a way. But anyway, since it was in Debian, and it had this extendable menu thing, so it could make menus by running commands, Debian had this menu file that was shipped with the packages that let the package say, okay, this contains this program with, you know, we'll give it this name, blah, blah. Simple stuff. Back then, there wasn't really a standard for it, so Debian came up with their own. And one day I made PDMenu support it, so when you run PDMenu on a Debian system, by default, you get all the things that have menu items that are installed, which is kind of handy. The weird thing about that is that as Debian kept using the menu system and desktop files got developed by GNOME and by the Free Desktop project, PDMenu became one of the use cases for the Debian menu system. Like, if we get rid of the Debian menu system, we won't be able to have PDMenu show menus. But nobody, of course, uses PDMenu, and yet people in Debian projects somehow know it exists and care about it, which, first of all, good on y'all. But secondly, if I've kind of kept, if PDMenu has kept Debian from moving over to desktop files in some way, or retarded that progress, maybe that's a downside to it existing, right? But anyhow, who knows? It's impossible to tell with these things. We know, we go off, we write our little things, we release them to the world, and they get used, and they influence the world in ways that we will never guess. And the important thing, I think, is to be mindful about what you're doing, but, you know, try to produce something that's going to be useful to other people. I could have written a quick shell script that used dialog, or a quick Perl script that used dialog. And I think that's actually where the P and the D in PDMenu come from. It was a Perl script that used dialog at first, then it became a C program using Slang. But I could have just stopped with the Perl script and used it myself and never distributed it to anyone. And it would have solved my problem. I could have used it on my dumb terminals, and I would have long ago forgotten about it. And nobody would have used it. And the world would have been just that little tiny bit worse off. Not much, but enough that it's worth doing it. And it's totally worth it when one day you sit down to look for a podcast and you see somebody using something that you've pretty much forgotten you wrote. So thanks, Dave. Thanks, Hacker Public Radio. Thanks for the free software community for making it possible for people to do this thing. You know, I called it PDMenu, and it's almost like public domain menu, but it is GPL licensed. The GNU public license, you know, kind of pointed me in the right direction there. And so I'm very pleased that it's still being used all these years later. That's all. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.